Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with MoneyWeb.
Today is World Diabetes Day, a non-communicable disease the World Health Organization describes as a critical global public health issue. It's estimated that almost 5 million South Africans between the ages of 20 and 79 are living with the disease. More than 50% of those are undiagnosed. But what of the financial implications? I'm joined now by Stavros Nikolaou, who's Aspen Group's Senior Executive of Strategic Trade. And firstly then, Stavros, it's described, diabetes that is, as reaching pandemic proportions. Can you give me a sense of the scale of the issue in South Africa?
It would probably not be an understatement to say that I feel a little like we were 24 years ago when we were getting to grips with the HIV pandemic. It was completely understated at the time, underestimated, and I think the rest is history. We soon realized how calamitous a situation we're facing. Now, we could be facing a similar situation here with diabetes. So to give you some of the stats, 1 in 10 South Africans are diabetic. 1 in 2 are diagnosed. And we have a situation where diabetes has now become the single biggest killer in women in South Africa. So if we look at the male versus female stats on causes of death by disease, for males, number one is TB. Number five is diabetes, and for females, it reverses. It's number one for diabetes and number six for TB.
Stavros, what is interesting about that is the problem as far as diagnosis is concerned, 1 in 2. What's the issue here?
The issue is a couple of things. I think firstly, almost a blissful ignorance, because it is a silent killer. It's no different to hypertension. You know, most people don't monitor their blood pressure, and then one day they kind of wake up and have a cardiovascular event. So there's that element of unawareness, and our role is to educate people. People can go and get screened. They can go and have their glucose tested at the nearest pharmacy. That will give them the first indications. People can look out for symptoms, but again, if we're not educating or running programs for our population, our citizens, they're not going to know what symptoms to look out for. So some of the basic symptoms could be things like increased thirst, waking up to go to the loo in the evening. These are very basic things. But if you don't know about them, you're not going to catch this early enough. And as with most diseases, the earlier you catch this, the better the outcomes. But what is sinister about diabetes is that we've seen we've seen an exponential growth of what we call type 2 diabetes. This is manifesting in much younger populations in our country and globally, incidentally. And these type 2 diabetics are usually overweight, obese, sedentary, what we call the typical couch kid playing TV games. This has sparked this pandemic of type 2 diabetes. Now, there's a strong link between being overweight and diabetes, particularly type 2 diabetes. And the concern with type 2 diabetes is these patients present with significant underlying conditions, such as heart disease, such as high blood pressure, high lipids, and many other underlying conditions, which ultimately cause the major problems. And you know, if I can just spend 30 seconds on what the major problems are. So these diabetic patients, if left untreated, will eventually manifest with retinopathy, which is eye damage, eventually leading to blindness, kidney failure, what we call peripheral neuropathy. So the nerves in the peripheral parts of the bodies, usually the digits, the toes and fingers, become necrotic, sometimes have to be amputated, and then of course all the cardiovascular events, stroke, heart attacks, etc. So it's sinister because it's so multifaceted. Jeremy, and that's what we need to prevent.
Stavros, that's the individual impact, but unmanaged, there is also a suggestion that it could overwhelm South Africa's healthcare system if that's not already started. What are the specific pressures then on the system if this trend continues? And it would seem to me there's no indication that it is going to stop.
You know what COVID did for us? It drove home for the first time, I think, in the business community and in the broader economy, the type of impact that these public health challenges present. So they present not just to the public health system, but to economies, lives and livelihoods. And I think our healthcare system is already starting to be overwhelmed with diabetes. We know that the renal unit, where kidney disease patients are being treated, are completely overwhelmed. People are struggling to get into these units. So this is the early manifestation of it. But if we just reflect for a minute on what this is costing the economy. So to give you a sense, the largest medical scheme in our country has 150,000 patients that are diabetic. Remembering now, not everybody is diagnosed, only one in two are diagnosed. It's costing this scheme close on 9 billion rand, which is about 14 or 15% of the scheme's expenditure or risk that the scheme takes. So that's starting to place into focus. If it's 15% and you're not getting to grips with all the patients, and you're also not covering all the diagnoses, because sometimes it presents as a cardiovascular disease, which has been triggered by diabetes. So that gives you some type of indication of the scope of what we're going to be facing in future. The other interesting thing is globally, and as I said, we have a prevalence of 1 in 10 in our country. Globally, diabetes is consuming around 12% of global health expenditure, which equates to over $1 trillion. So that's trying to put it into focus. Now, the very last thing is this, of course, will impact productivity, our competitiveness in our companies, and it's going to affect balance sheets at the end of the day as well.
So a very quick answer in conclusion, what needs to change?
Three things. First of all, awareness. Awareness so that we get people to go and screen. Number two, we need improved diagnostics, and there are great diagnostics coming out. For example, there's a continuous glucose monitoring sensor that you can put on your arm. It monitors your glucose 24 hours a day. It's revolutionary. That in itself will help both diagnosis and management. And then thirdly, we need to strengthen our healthcare systems to give people access to both diagnosis and treatment. There's some fantastic new treatments on the horizon. The GLP-1 drugs are miraculous. And I think we need to give people access to these treatments.
Well, the warning certainly has been sounded on this World Diabetes Day. Stavros Nikolaou from Aspen, thank you very much indeed.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.